Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Yes, before I forget, an award-winning edition.
I was wondering if I had done something wrong.
No, not at all. That is Steve and Julian. I'm Mike Salmon. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a good day.
It's always a good day.
It is always good, but some days are better than others.
That's true.
Yeah.
Today's going to be one of those days.
I think so. I have a feeling.
Yes. And we're going to have a fun show. We got a couple of fun guests here in the studio.
That's why I think it's going to be a great day.
Yes.
Because of our guests.
Dr. Zach Mills is here from Tiger Tails Animal Hospital and Jonathan McGuire from Foundation Works.
With an X.
With an X. Like Business Radio X.
Exactly.
So he's already one of our favorite guests, and he hasn't even said a word yet.
Absolutely. His X on the end of his name is not quite as big as the X on the end of Radio X, but that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
We'll start with Dr. Mills, Tiger Tails Animal Hospital, located in Duluth. Zach, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us all about Tiger Tails Animal Hospital. Obviously, we have an idea of what you do, but talk about your services and where you're located.
Tiger Tails Animal Hospital is a small animal veterinary clinic. We're located at Peachtree Industrial in Rogers Bridge Road in Duluth. And we've been in business for approximately 5 years now. Matter of fact, we just made business of the month for the chamber. So we're kind of excited about that. But we opened this practice, and the major reason why we opened it is because we felt like there needed to be something a little bit different. We had both my wife and I had worked in industry for about 17 years and had been in marketing and all that good stuff. And my wife was also a marketer and corporate communications person. And, you know, I had been in practice for 10 years down in Charleston, South Carolina, before I went into industry. But what the marketing experience gave me was that ability to be able to go ahead and find out and do surveys and find out what people really wanted. And what we found when we did the research is we found that there were a lot of veterinarian clinics in the area, and people were happy with their veterinarian clinics, but they were happy because they went there and they'd been going there for years and they'd always gone there. But there was things that were missing. They felt like they just weren't really bonding close with that clinic. They were not getting the experience for their pets that they wanted. You know, it was just kind of come in, get a shot, come out, and you know, really not know what was going on. So we decided after getting this information that we wanted to open a practice that would give the pet a very unique experience, try to provide them a fear-free environment where they, when they came in, they weren't going to get upset. You know, they were going to be happy to come to the veterinary. And so we worked very hard on that. When we built the practice, we made it so we had exam rooms that were a lot bigger than your average exam rooms. We also made it so the exam rooms have a lot of natural light coming in. There's a lot of glass around through there and everything else. So the animals don't feel like they're trapped. Just like when you go in your own doctor's office, you kind of feel like, oh my God, are they out there? Do they even know I'm in here? We wanted to make it so everybody could see everybody. And So this has made it a great experience for the pet, but we also wanted to make it a great and unique experience for the client, where they really were finding out and understanding what they were doing and why we were doing the different things that we're doing. You know, that, you know, you weren't just coming in and just getting a rabies shot every year. The most important part of the visit was the physical exam, what we're finding, why we're finding, and what we recommend. So we really work hard on client education and making sure that pet owner knows exactly what the pet needs and why they need it.
Do you find that, and so including the client, let me focus on that for just a second. Were you finding that a lot of clients were, hey, I'm okay with my vet because I've gone there a long time, and the shots they're getting and the things that are happening, it's just, well, the vet said I need to do this, so I need to do this. And that's where you're talking about client education.
That's it.
Why we're doing it, why it's important for your pet.
Well, you know, and a lot of times too, though, it's, you know, it's a great feeling when they come back and they say after we've done the visit and they're going, I wish my doctor would talk to me like this. Because then I, you know, I'd really know what was going on. So we really do, you know, it's part of it. These are the things you need to do for your pet. But then especially when your pet is sick, these are the things I want to do. And this is why I want to do them. And more importantly, I'm going to spend your money like it's my money, you know, so that I'm not going to do things just because we're going to do them. We're going to do them only those things that we need to make sure we can take the best care of your pet.
And using your marketing experience as well, you came up with Tiger Tails Animal Hospital. Great story there. Why don't you share that with our audience?
A long, long time ago.
The galaxy far away.
I was the mascot at Clemson University. I think it was the football season of 1978 and the football season of 1979. So great experience, wonderful experience for me. But I always wanted to have a practice and name it Tiger Tails. And my wife goes, you're in the middle of Georgia Tech and Georgia people, and you're going to call your practice Tiger Tails. And I said, it's a memorable name. Everyone will remember the name. It's going to be a whole lot better than, you know, Peachtree Industrial Tiger, you know, Tiger Animal Hospital. Tiger Tails, people know us as Tiger Tails. They don't say Animal Hospital. They don't say Veterinary. It's just Tiger Tails.
And people name their pets Tiger. Plus, you got Clemson fans here. You got LSU fans.
I mean, I never put the Clemson connection together until this morning.
Well, and you don't use the Clemson orange color, right?
My wife wouldn't let me. Okay. I tried my best. We have purple, but we don't have the orange.
And that's a Duluth color.
And the other thing is when Clemson does win the second national championship, there will be a flagpole going up and there will be a Tiger Paw flag up there. You're I can promise you that.
It's his business. He can do it if he wants to.
That's right. They already have the connection with Dr. Mills and his staff over there as well. Now, you talked about the pets coming in and the pets being comfortable. So obviously you surveyed the pets as well. But you have a cat-only practice.
Right. After the first 2 years of practice, two things happened. Number one is we realized we were running out of space. We were growing very rapidly. But number two is we saw that our number of cats that we were seeing was not where it should have been. And then we realized, you know, we're not really providing that unique, fear-free environment that cats need. You know, we gave them one little exam room, but they still had to come into the same doorway. They had to stay in the same waiting room. And so we decided it was best if we went ahead and built immediately behind the practice in the shopping center behind us, we built a cat-only practice. And the important thing about this, we made sure this practice had everything that the other practice had in it. We wanted to make sure that, you know, they weren't going to be shorted.
They don't want to be second-class
citizens. No, they can't be second. Matter of fact, it's probably because it's a little bit newer, but we have the same blood machines, the same anesthetic machines, the same digital x-ray, all of that equipment so we can provide the same care for cats as we do for the dogs.
Do you have plans to eventually expand your building and bring it attached to your building, or is that maybe down the line somewhere?
Down the line. You know, as we have definitely grown.
Because I would just think logistically, I mean, you have to walk across a little parking lot there.
Well, the good thing is we do have enough veterinarians in the practice. Typically, we have one of the vets that's working there. Yeah, I'm as I see my clients, I run back and forth between the two clinics. It's my exercise for the day. But the main doctor at the cat clinic is Dr. Tabby. So it worked out real well, you know. It took a long time to find a, person, yeah. a veterinary named Dr. Tabby.
I was going to say,
you're being serious.
I'm dead serious. Yeah, we all go by our first names. You know, again, a little bit more.
So is Tabby his first or last name?
Tabby is her first name.
Her first name. Okay.
Her first name.
That's awesome.
Tabitha.
Tabby and Tiger.
Tabby is short for Tabitha.
And she clearly had the qualifications. It wasn't just the name that drew her.
No.
So we're speaking with Dr. Zach Mills. He's with Tiger Tails Animal Hospital located in Duluth on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard and Rogers Bridge. Dr. Mills, somebody listening who loves their pet and goes, man, I'm already excited about taking my pet there to get examined. I'm sure the next question they're asking is, what about boarding? Is that something that you guys
We offer? Do have boarding. It's a limited amount of boarding. We decided to put enough boarding in to kind of take care of our clients and make it, again, a unique experience. So it's a boarding and daycare because I did not want to have dogs that just came in and were stuck in a cage all the day long. So during the day, they're out playing, they're enjoying themselves. We built a special play yard in the area around the building and we can board about 20 to 25 dogs. It's not huge and we don't overfill it. You know, it's one of some boarding facilities has a tendency during some times of the year, you're just going to put every animal you can. We don't do it that way. Matter of fact, probably our Christmas reservations were full July.
Yeah.
And so most of the people that are staying in the kennel now will probably go ahead and pre-set up for next year. We also, when we built the cat practice, we built a separate boarding area in there for the cats too.
So then this leads to another question. You have some boarding, obviously focus on the clients there. Are you also, do you try to be a resource for your clients who have, okay, so I couldn't get into your boarding, but do you have good relationship with other boarding? Do you have, what are some of the other needs that you guys might not
Definitely.
Be able to help? But can refer?
A couple of things that we do. Some of my employees do home and they stay with the pets during the night Perfect. And everything else because a lot of clients don't want to bring those pets into a different facility. So I have some of the staff members that love to do that. And yes, we do make recommendations for other places when we're not full.
We're talking
Only
with,
we are full.
Talking with Dr. Zach Mills with Tiger Tails Animal Hospital in Duluth. What would you say to the pet owner who maybe has an animal that's like, my dog or my cat, they're never sick. They're never injured. They're fine. Haven't been to a vet maybe in 10 years or so. What are your thoughts on wellness plans and things of that nature?
A couple of things. Number one is, why is it important for us to do that annual, at least an annual physical exam on the dog? It's because when you find things early, renal problems, liver problems, heart issues, things, and you're able to start preventative type things to slow the disease down, you make it so the dog can live a longer and healthier life. And so we do focus on wellness. Matter of fact, we have developed what we call wellness plans for the pets. What it covers is it covers all the things that we feel like the pet needs to have done during a year's time period. It covers up to 12 office visits a year. In case your pet does get sick, we can take care of that. It covers all the vaccines that we decide together that the pet needs because, you know, some dogs need some vaccines and some don't. And some cats need some vaccines and some don't. It covers at least one blood profile a year. It covers 2 year analysis in case they get a urinary tract infection or something like that. It covers radiographs in case they get injured or something or they have a cough and we want to feel like there's something going on. And it also covers a heartworm prevention too. And you can get it to where it covers flea and tick. You can get it to where it covers your spay or neuter. We try to set it up. So two things. Number one is you don't get stuck with this one big bill when you come in and you spread it out over a year. And two, make it so pet owners can afford to do everything that they need to keep that pet healthy. So it's not pet insurance. It's pet wellness insurance is what it is.
Affordable healthcare for your pet, extra time with the doctor.
Well, and also an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Tiger care.
Makes,
yeah.
there you go. Before we let you go as well, you've been in the profession a while. Talk about how it's changed over the years and what's down the road. I mean, how do you see the industry changing?
Well, like all industries, I think we're seeing a lot more corporate practices. People don't realize, but probably about 10% of the practices in the United States are now corporately owned. Mars, the candy company, owns Banfield. It owns VCA. There are a lot of of those practices that are getting built, because you're getting more and more graduates that don't want to work a 40-hour week or a 60-hour week, typically as a veterinarian, a 90-hour week. And they can, when you have that corporate environment, those people can work those 30 hours a week and get the vacation time and get the insurance and stuff they have. So you are seeing a lot of corporate practices that are coming up. What we are focused on is we want to make sure that, I think it's important to have that local business. I really do. I think you, as a veterinarian, you need to be involved in the community. And it's hard for a corporate practice to do that sometimes. You know, it's basically a business. Yes, we are a business. It's an important business. We have to definitely run it as a business. We have over 50 employees at our practice. But, you know, we're part of the community and we're working hard to stay. We work with the Georgia SPCA. We work with a lot of the different rescue groups, member of the chamber, all those different things. And I think that's what you're seeing with a small publicly owned practice or a small locally owned business. You're going to get the care and the, you know, be part of the family. We want people to think of us as family is what we want to think.
Right. And you're located in Duluth, and you already have the purple because of the Duluth Wildcats.
Yes, we
do. Nothing to do with Clemson, of course.
Not right. A thing.
Again, give us your location and the website for folks that want to find out more about Tiger Tales.
Yeah. Website is simple, Tiger Tales Animal Hospital. Okay. If you want to send us an email, it's Tiger, go ahead and send it to Dr. Zach at TigerTalesAnimalHospital.com or patient care at TigerTalesAnimalHospital.com. We're in the process of redoing our website, trying to make it even more friendly, adding where you can purchase your heartworm preventative and flea and tick, and we can mail it to you or purchase food online, trying to get it to where, you know, it's going to be, you can do everything from either your cell phone or from your practice. The ultimate goal is even to get it to where we are going to do some veterinarian services too down the road.
Kind of like my daughter does with our physician. She does it over the phone. Doesn't even have to show up.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for the time. It's been great.
Dr. Zach Mills with Tiger Tales Animal Hospital here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
You know, Mike, I love to hear how Dr. Mills is helping people who own pets and they're frustrated and they're stressed and they try to relieve that stress. They try to relieve that frustration. Well, before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind the business owners and business leaders who listen to Gwinnett Business Radio that if they're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in their business, then they need to contact Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and they provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payroll, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. That's right, proactivepayroll.rocks. Or they can call 404-410-0031.
Well done. It's almost as if you've done that before.
A couple of times. And yeah. I know Tom very well, and he does a great job.
He does.
And all the people there.
He does. Our next guest here on the program comes to us from a company called Foundation Works. His name is Jonathan McGuire. He's the managing member. Is that a fancy title for you own the thing and run the shop?
That's pretty much what it is. It's an LLC. You can't really be the owner, so you have to be a managing member.
Can we call you Chief Poobah?
You could if you like to.
The strong foundation on which Foundation Works is built.
But if you do that, you have to say Poobah.
Poobah. Oh, I could do that.
And by the way, you're also a Clemson alum.
I did get my undergraduate degree at Clemson. So yeah, this is kind of unique today that you chose two Clemson grads.
Well, be that as it may, tell us all about Foundation Works and what you guys do.
So Foundation Works is a full service foundation repair and waterproofing company. And basically what that means is we concentrate on fixing houses and warehouses and other structures that have settled or they're in the process of taking on water. If you have a crawl space that's having issues. So primarily most of our work is residential. We do a lot of commercial work as well, but our main focus is the residential market right now and serving customers to get a full service repair. And by that, I just mean that we look at what caused the issue as well as what the repair might be.
You made a great point before the show. We were talking about basements and you were saying, you know, back in the
80s. He said 80s.
80s, okay, yeah. The old days. You know, you would build a basement and, you know, you might throw some stuff down there. And if there was a little leakage or whatever, no big deal. Today, with people finishing off the basements and they're now becoming livable space, it's more and more important to make sure that you have that whole area waterproofed.
Absolutely. And really, it starts from the beginning. I mean, we've dug up so many houses. Most of what our waterproofing focuses on is stopping the water before it ever comes into your house. Many of the companies in Atlanta, they'll collect the water once it comes in. They'll put an interior drain in and collect that water. And sometimes that's necessary, but really the best way is to stop it before it ever comes in. And really on a block wall or even a poured basement wall, that starts with your gutters, your downspouts, the grading around your house, doing things right to begin with so that you don't have water issues down the road.
But if they do things right from the beginning, then you might not be in business.
Well, I wouldn't be in business necessarily for the waterproofing, but I may be on the settlement. So there's always opportunities for us.
Don't worry, Mike. He'll find plenty of business. So I think when somebody first hears about what you do, the first thing they think is, well, I don't have any standing water in my basement or my crawl space, so I don't need to call them. So my first question is, are there other than things that even I can notice, ooh, I think I need someone to come help with my foundation. What are some of the signs I should be looking for? What are some of the things that people might not think to look for?
The biggest issue is if you start to notice some cracking in your house, right? And you hear the radio ads all over Atlanta about, you know, if you have cracks in your house, but really what we look for is two things. One is it excessive or is it continuing, right? Is there a history of movement? So if you notice a crack in your sheetrock, that isn't necessarily the worst thing that your house is having settlement issues. But if you've had a crack and you patched it, or if you have brick cracks on the outside, you know, and this has been going on for a number of years, you patched it, it's opened up again, then you've got an issue. Or if it's excessive, and people always say, well, what does excessive mean? I always say, well, if it's any crack that makes you go, holy crap, that's a big crack, right? But beyond
first,
that,
you should trademark that.
First time that's ever been said on the show.
But beyond that, if one side's taller than the other, right, or if you can stick two quarters into that crack, that's usually a pretty significant issue.
We just do not want to see cracks around here, do we?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about your company, though. Foundation Works with an X at the end, so that makes you unique and different. But what else makes you different from other companies that do similar type work?
So I did mention that I went to Clemson undergrad, but after leaving Clemson...
Besides that, yeah.
Yeah. So I came down to get my graduate degree at Georgia Tech. And so one
and,
of the...
And besides that as well.
Can I say go dogs? Does that make
there you go
better?
Now. Okay.
Why would you do that?
Well, just to appease the host,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'm the tech grad, so you already appeased me. Don't worry about Mike. Keep going.
Just kidding. You're doing great.
Sorry, Jonathan. Go ahead.
That's all right. So... basically, all of our estimators are Georgia Tech engineering alum. And I always make the joke that even when I give speeches out in Athens for realtors or inspectors, I say, you know, even Georgia people want a really smart guy to fix their foundation. And so one of the things that
That's true, but we can deliver the pizzas.
So one of the things that we've concentrating on is treating other people the way that we want to be treated. So basically, when we look at a situation, since we're coming at it from an engineering perspective, we're looking at a problem that needs to be solved more than a solution that needs to be sold. And so for us, it's all about coming in, looking at something and saying, hey, you've got multiple options. And these are the options that we have on the table. These are the pros and cons. And if it was my house, this is what I would do. And often that means right now I wouldn't do anything. I would fix your gutters. I would fix your downspouts, or I'd patch this crack and see if it shows back up in a year or two. And if it does, then you need us. But we're not looking for the sale. We're looking for a solution, and we're looking for that relationship oftentimes.
Let me pivot just a little bit. And you mentioned waterproofing. That's a proactive step, right? That's something to be taken kind of just to keep it from getting, or keep it before problems really happen. So what are some of the, besides that, are there other proactive things that you would do? I mean, you talked about the downspouts and the patching. Do you guys do that? Or would you almost say, no, there's here, we got a company we refer. And then let me just kind of let you talk after you answer that about waterproofing and what that entails.
So a lot of times with, you mentioned proactive, and really it, often when we get a water call that comes in, hey, I've got water in my basement, or I've got water in my crawl space. We kind of talk them through and say, hey, are your gutters cleaned? You know, are your downspouts routed away from the house, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet away from the house? You know, is your slope away from your house, right? So those are the three biggest things with water issues. But also those are the, water's the biggest issue with foundation settlement as well. Even if you're on good soil, if you continue to put water on that area, you're going to loosen that soil and have a settlement problem down the road. So most of the Atlanta stuff starts and ends with water, whether that's with settlement or whether that's with waterproofing. And so a lot of that is proactive, right? Keep your gutters clear, right? Make sure your downspouts are right away. If you do those things, you've solved about half the battle, right? There are issues that are caused that settlement's going to happen regardless, or you're going to have a water issue because of just how your lot is laid out. But if you can do those things, you could save a lot of money just in Atlanta by not buying things that aren't needed.
It almost seems like, and I could be oversimplifying this, so please correct me if you'd like to, but we've done such a good job in construction over the years, and houses are really well made, and they get bigger and they have more. It's become where houses just kind of run themselves, and something simple like checking your gutter downspouts, people like, oh, that's fine. I don't know. They don't see it, right? They don't see a big giant pool. So they think, hey, everything's fine. But there are some things that just kind of need to be done, and you're helping. Here we go back to the education, you know, businesses that educate.
And
people.
Doing the wellness, as Dr. Yeah. Mills was talking about, you know, just maintaining your home, keeping the gutters, you know, free of leaves and so forth.
So let me speak one last thing. The other type of house that's pretty prevalent around here are houses built on slabs. You know, we don't have a crawl space, don't have a basement. What are the issues there? Then now we're talking settlement is still an issue with that.
Yeah, settlement's still an issue. A lot of times you'll find slab houses have a lot less issues than, say, a basement house or a crawl space house, right? Crawl spaces, the biggest thing is indoor air quality with a lot of the musty crawl spaces. As we've made those houses tighter over the years, you know, used to those houses in the 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they were very, very drafty, right? So if you had moisture in your crawl space, it didn't matter. Now we're seeing renovations that are happening, spray foam insulation, you're getting better windows and doors. And now all of a sudden, those crawl spaces don't breathe like they used to, and you have indoor air quality issues. Well, when you switch to the slab houses, you don't have as many issues, right? What you can have is some settlement because of the fill dirt that was brought in to level the lot. And water issues, you typically don't have either. I mean, from a house perspective, it's a safer bet with a slab house. Not to say you're not going to have an issue. It's just safer because you don't have some of the other things. But then again, you don't have a basement, right? You don't have a crawl space for accessibility. So you always have your pros and cons when it comes to any type of structure.
Stephen talked earlier that people know they need to call you when they see standing water or they may see a crack forming or so forth. For those folks that don't find, so obviously that business comes to you. Other than that, how do you grow your business? How do you go out and get business? How do you be proactive to grow your business?
So a lot of what we've done in the last, so we're in our sixth year, and we've had six or seven times growth basically from our first year. So, but what we try to concentrate on is building relationships with inspectors, builders, engineers that are around, realtors. So they're the ones that are going out looking at a lot of these houses, and we try to build that relationship to get that those referrals from those guys.
So referrals come from where again? Realtors?
Realtors, home inspectors, okay. Structural engineers. And if you're ever in doubt about a problem, calling a structural engineer is a huge benefit to you because you get not only a report, but you get a third party that's not trying to sell anything that's going to tell you, hey, it's just a crack in your slab. Don't worry about it. Whereas you could call three companies and two of those could be trying to sell you something. So then if you get the third honest opinion, you may already be persuaded that I already have a problem and that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So that structural engineer is a huge benefit when in doubt.
So do structural engineers, okay, so I'm going to ask again, maybe, apparently my job's to ask the ignorant questions today. I don't really see structural engineers who advertise, hey, call me if you think you might have a problem. Are there companies like that? Is that?
There are several, in the residential market, there are a lot of structural engineers out there. We've listed them on our website, partly for that reason. We don't pay them anything. They don't pay us anything, but we list them out there so that you could find them as a homeowner and say, hey, I just need to know where to start.
Yeah.
Call three or four of them, see who you like, call them out.
Before we let you go, Jonathan, one of the great benefits that Stephen and I get to do these shows is to meet business owners like yourself, like Dr. Mills and like yourself that have started your own businesses. So for our listeners out there that are business owners or entrepreneurs or thinking about starting their own business, obviously it's scary to go into business for yourself, but if there was anything that you didn't see coming, or wow, I didn't know that. What can you share with our audience for someone that's thinking about maybe going out and starting their own company?
Well, here's a shameless plug for one of your advertisers is payroll and payroll reporting, taxes. All of this stuff is not why you go into business.
The business side of things.
And that's the stuff that really has been the most headaches has not been building the business itself. It's all the back end stuff, all the paperwork.
Well, because your passion is the foundations and the engineering and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the passion.
Right.
Payroll's not a passion of yours.
I love solving problems and I love dealing with people, yeah. Right? I don't love paying and filing paperwork for taxes or, you know, workers' comp or general liability,
right?
So those are all the things. The business side gets you, and really it's the administrative stuff that gets you when you start your business. It's not the business itself.
Okay, so make sure you get a good company like, say, Proactive Payroll,
Payroll.
Well, we appreciate the shameless plug there. For those that would like to find out more about Foundation Works and look into your services, how can they get more information?
Well, the best place is our website, and that is www.foundation-works.com. So at Georgia Tech, they don't teach spelling, and that's how we got the works. So that's another little joke there for you.
It's all right.
You know what?
We have an X at the end of our name. That's what it is. It's efficient. Instead of KS, just shorten it
that's
to the
X. That's true. You know, we are looking for efficiencies, right?
There you go. Amen.
All right, Jonathan McGuire with Foundation Works. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Also want to thank our other guest, Dr. Zach Mills with Tiger Tails Animal Hospital, for joining us here on the program.
Mike, before we wrap up the show, I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And we like to point out that Subaru of Gwinnett, they love to talk about love. And love is what makes a Subaru. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars, or maybe you want to buy a car as a gift, maybe even a wedding gift. You could visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist and you love your Subaru. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
I don't even know what to say. We've been doing the Subaru read for years, and you just wanted to add a little bit more
to it. Absolutely. You know, we've played love songs in the past.
That's the first time I actually felt.
That's right. Is there anything that expresses love more than wedding march and wedding music? And so, you know, maybe you want to give it as a wedding gift.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe we should have played Christmas music. I don't know.
All right. Well, great job. I want to thank our producer, Trey, for all his work behind the scenes. A reminder, you can listen to this episode or any of our shows 24/7 by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can download any of our shows on iTunes as well. For Trey, for Steven, I'm Mike, and
Tiger Tails and X on the end of works.
There you go. Great show. Thanks again to our guests. Thanks to our listeners. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!